Hot 1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good this morning.
Yeah.
Well, morning, I'm being freaked out by all these spider stories.
Yes, and I'm not going to share mine this morning.
Yeah, it was not a very nice one.
No, it wasn't very nice.
Oh, well.
But it taught me a lot.
Yeah. So what's going on this morning then?
Well, yesterday morning at this time, I was actually on Hobie Beach down in Quebec with my daughter Sammy.
Wow.
Bodyboarding.
Nice.
And anyone who has caught waves knows that timing is essential. And we learned this from others. My dad used to stand there as a child with the board and holding on to me and say, go, 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 when it was the right time. And experience. Our own experience teaches us that. And we don't just run in. You should probably watch the surf first so you get an idea of what's going on before you race in. And I think if anyone's facing any challenges today, perhaps we need to just stand back, watch, and learn from the experience. The other thing I learned in the last 3 days was that we had to pack up my family home. So that was quite a difficult thing to do. And obviously it was filled with a lot of beautiful things, but most importantly, a lot of memories. I learned that the memories are the most important, and it's important to have company if you need to do something difficult. And I think traveling companions in life are essential, absolutely essential. So it was good to have my child there to be able to share and laugh and cry together. And also I had an adopted big sister, Lindy, who I've known all my life, and she made sure we were fed, which was also quite good. But I think it's important that, again, you just pause, take time, and be grateful for all the good things, even if you're doing something that's hard. And use your best things is another thing I learned from my mom. Don't put them in a cupboard in a box.
Yeah.
Because you're saving them for a special occasion, and the special occasion is today.
Yeah.
Use your things, otherwise your child has to come and pack them up for you. But out of everything, the most important thing I found, and it's something that I'm going to treasure for the rest of my life, was 2 love letters. They were buried in my mom's writing case. She'd kept them for 64 years.
Jeez.
They were from my dad to my mom before they got married. And they were absolutely beautiful. Sam and I were both moved on such a deep level. And we were moved to tears. And it struck me that with so many people, we move from that love and romance to the mundane. One couple said to me, life happens and you can't keep it up. But I think you can. We need to be grateful each and every moment for the other person. We need to cherish the other and make that effort. We can bring the magic back into relationships by doing that. And we should never take our significant other for granted. My advice is just don't do it. Make that effort. Write that letter. Send that WhatsApp. Make that phone call because it benefits both of you. Pick a flower. Put it on the pillow. Do whatever you need to do. The letters were absolutely beautiful and they've impacted the entire family. So today, let's watch our timing. Learn from others. Learn from our own experience. Use our best things. Cherish our loved ones. And perhaps also what was important for Samantha and I yesterday was just to play in the waves. When you're stressed, just play sometimes.
Yeah, that seems really amazing to make you feel calm, isn't it? Yeah, you're so right. I mean, objects and things like that always remind you of stuff, but it's not that. It's the memories. If you're lucky enough to have those memories, that's the most important thing.
The most important thing. And make the memories.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Shona. How can people get hold of you?
They can get hold of me on shona@hot1027.co.za.
And don't forget, Sunrise with Shona this Sunday at 6.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show. Tony Morell, Buddy Majaja, Simon Hill, and John Walland. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.